Oh yeah.
Thank you, Mark. And thank you once again, Truro Baptist Church, for how you've encouraged us, Lydia and myself and the team in Nairobi, for many years now. We thank God for you. Why did we do it? Well, there was a time, 1972, I was my third year in college in Liverpool, and for a whole month I had been wondering about, I'd been challenged that Jesus Christ really did live. I met somebody who I saw in it was a girl called Margaret, that I'd seen something in a person I played cricket with 6 years before. So you know, the life you live, you don't know when it will manifest in somebody else's life. But 6 years later, I was impacted by the peace that I saw in this girl and I'd seen in somebody I played cricket with 6 years before. And for a whole month, I was wanting to know more about this Jesus. And I came to a point one Wednesday afternoon, I needed to be by myself and to think about all what I'd heard, because I'd become convinced that Jesus Christ was a real person. He lived. He is the Son of God. He rose from the dead and he died on the cross for my sins. And that there is a God in heaven. And that Wednesday afternoon, I asked Jesus into my life. And when I stepped out of that room, the sky was bluer, the grass was greener, and I was overwhelmed with that love which compels. You know, I looked at the Greek, and the Greek says, gently persuade. That's the Holy Spirit, isn't it? The Holy Spirit gently persuades, but you can't resist it. And I said to God at that time, that moment, whatever skills, whatever experience that you give me, I want to use it to make a difference with my life from the first moment. And a year later, I was still in Liverpool, and I was on a double-decker bus, and I looked to my left, I can remember it now, and I saw a bunch of kids playing on an old, maybe it was a bomb site, but it was broken glass and timber and rubble, and they were playing there. And you know, your heart is here, and it hit me there. And I knew that was God's call on my life from that moment. And I finished my college course. I went on to do accountancy training. And as soon as I finished my accountancy training, I was asking God nowhere, and ended up in South Sudan with a Sutia Fund, working for a Christian organization, working with various projects with the poor in South Sudan. And I was conscious that this is a training ground for what God has for me with needy children all the time. And one day I was on leave, probably down in Kenya, in Nairobi, and in the city center, I was the only white man around, and thousands of people. And there, in the middle of the pavement, a bunch of rags. But as I got closer, that bunch of rags was a little child. What can I do? I was the only one. Only white man there. I didn't know anybody in Nairobi at that time. But I said, well, as a child on the street, I'll be back. And so that love of God, which compelled me to say on that day one or hour one when I received Christ, compelled me to say, I'll be back. I was not interested in building any business or anything, and in the early years of my walk with Jesus, I was exposed very much to people like Rhys Howells and George Muller, who God used in amazing ways to do things without telling anybody. George Muller, I'm sure many of you know of him and his work in Bristol. I don't know how many orphanages were built and how many children that were rescued from the streets. Rhys Howells, again, amazing stories. I recommend his book, Rhys Howells, Intercessor. And he's from my area, the Swansea Valley. And that influenced me very much, that whatever God has called me to do, I want him to glorify it by trusting in him for resources. You know, if you only do things with what you've got, I mean, where's God in that? And I met Lydia, who also, I was transferred to Nairobi eventually, and I met Lydia in Deliverance Church in Nairobi, and she also had a burden for needy children, and the rest is history. God took us back to Swansea in 89, and in the early 90s, we began to pray more intensely about what is it God has given us with needy children. And at the end of 95, we felt we were agreed. We step out and trust God for whatever he has for us. That was after a couple of months in Kenya. And by the middle of February, all our savings are gone, and we had a £500 mortgage. And then we didn't tell anybody, but God began to touch people. And in that early months of 96, that's when I established a charity called Tumaini Kwa Watoto, or Children of Hope. I believe the word hope needed to be in that title. And in 98, we went with two of our children. The two older children had finished college, they had got jobs, and the two younger children were 10 and 8. And our neighbor, where we lived, he said, you must be daft, which is another word for bonkers. You must be daft, taking these two little boys to Africa. Actually, the boys were quite friendly with the grandson of the neighbors, whose name is probably well known to some of you, Lee Halfpenny. And the boys used to play with Lee Halfpenny. That's probably where he got his skills from. But that's by the by. So we went in August 98, and we only had £140 pledged to Tumaini Kwa Watoto, and we hadn't asked for any of that, and only 40% of our own needs. If our church had known, they may not have let us go, but they didn't know, so we went anyway. And if we had waited in Swansea for the money to come, then we'd still be in Swansea today. But as a result, it's now almost 2,000 children that are no longer on the street. 2,000 children we know of who are no longer on the street and are reintegrated with their families in various parts of Kenya. To God be the glory. But every month, as people joined us and we felt that we should pay them, and the team grew and grew. Every month became a challenge. From the beginning, it was we had £140 a month. We knew we soon were spending 900, but we always had that difference. I couldn't tithe with that sort of financial gap, if you like, and then got. God challenged us about tithing, even though we had that shortfall, and suddenly the income went up. Interesting. But always there's the gap. But we found that when we have a crisis, as it were, of finances, it's an opportunity for God to move. And we had that in 2011, and we lost half our team because we didn't manage to pay them for 4 months. And right now, when we were in Kenya in December and celebrating that this team of six people and Charity, the director, had reintegrated 404 children last year. And in the first few years, it was like pulling teeth to rescue four in a year. 404, and only four back in the back to the streets. So I've done some training and coaching. So in their planning meeting for 2019, I challenged them now. We once were doing four a year. Now we've done 400. How do you go from 400 a year to 400 a month? And anyway, they bought into 500, and then money dried up. And I don't think it's any coincidence, because we have an enemy. So right now, the team have not been able to go out. They haven't been paid for 2 months, and they're hanging in there. But we believe that it's God wants to take us to a new level. I can never give up. I made that pledge because the love of God compelled me to say to that bunch of rags, which was a child, that I'll be back. We need, Lydia and I need to be in Swansea right now, because we have now four children and five grandchildren, and they all have different needs. And our role is to raise awareness and resources for the team. But I believe that God is leading me to spend more time in His Word, to develop more of that faith that God imparted to people like Rhys Howells and George Muller. And let me say, God has a calling for all of you. Each one of you, God has a call for you. And the verse I want to give you is that your call will always need more than what you have, because God wants to be glorified through you. And so the verse I leave with you is that my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. This is the God who spoke, and the universe came into being. So His riches in glory. So we are experiencing a dry time, and the team is experiencing a dry time, and it's hard. But I believe God was going to bring us through, and He will show Himself the God who will supply all our need according to His riches in glory, because His heart is for these children to be in families. Thank you, Matt. God bless you.